But in the account of the burning bush, even Moses showed that the dead rise. For he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. That's Luke chapter 20, verses 37 through 39. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. So this group we read about in the New Testament, the Sadducees, did not believe in the resurrection of the dead, so they tried to catch Jesus in a contradiction. They created a hypothetical situation in which the custom of the day left a woman childless after she had been married to seven brothers, all of whom had died. They asked Jesus whose wife the woman would be in heaven. Well, Jesus explained to them that they were ignorant of the Scripture and rejected the power of God. In today's passage, he reminded the religious leaders that their ancestor Moses believed in the resurrection. Moses referred to people who had died in the present tense. Even though Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had passed from the earth, they were still alive in heaven and waiting for a bodily resurrection. Do you believe this present world is all there is? Sometimes we live as if we do. Certainly, we have to tend to the here and now, but believers place the present in the context of eternity. We are citizens of heaven simply passing through town on the way home. Belief in eternity changes our present perspective. Father, thank you for the promise of eternal life. And thank you that our lives don't end after these few short years on earth. Help us live with an eternal perspective. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If we can pray for you, please send your requests to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.